This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New York is expanding its absentee voting for the November election, but New Jersey is taking a very different approach to reduce the spread of the coronavirus at the polls. The entire election will be done on paper. It's a huge change for voters, and it also has some significant risks for democracy. WNYC's Nancy Solomon joins us to explain. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, David.
Nancy, in New Jersey, all registered voters will be sent a ballot, and people are encouraged to either mail it back or drop it off in special drop boxes. They can still go to the polls on Election Day, but even there, they'll be voting on paper, not by machine. Why is New Jersey taking this approach?
Well, New Jersey doesn't have early voting. It's something Governor Murphy has been asking for, and there was some reticence from the legislature. But it looks like it's in the budget for this coming year. There wasn't time to get it in place for this November, and the governor's office tells me there was too much concern about having a high turnout election at polling places because it's impossible to really predict what the state of the pandemic will be in November.
The Trump campaign has sued New Jersey over going to vote by mail, and the president talks a lot about mail-in ballots not being secure, despite the fact that he votes absentee. But there are legitimate concerns about mailed-in ballots. New Jersey had a small election back in May that was all vote by mail, and 10% of the ballots were rejected. Changes were made since then, Nancy, and in the July primary, which was also mostly vote by mail, the rejection rate was 2.7%. But is that good enough?
No. And, you know, poll watchers and advocates say no, they want to get it down to 1%, which is the national average for states around the country that do vote by mail well.
Okay, so why do ballots get rejected?
Well, New Jersey Spotlight looked at all the rejection data supplied by county clerks. The most common issue is that the ballot arrived too late. The next most common was that the certificate was either not signed or was missing altogether. This is a perforated section of your inner envelope that is for election workers to tear off. But a lot of people got confused and tore it off themselves and left it out.
I have to admit, Nancy, I came so close to tearing that off during the primary.
You know, it is a little complicated. Or, you know, some people included it, but then they didn't sign it. 10% forgot to put their ballot in the envelope. And remember, now we're talking, this is the percentage of the rejected ballots, not all ballots. And 23% of the rejected ballots are listed in the state data as other. So we don't even know what was wrong with those. All of these reasons and a few others I haven't mentioned make up the 2.7%.
Okay, 2.7%. What is being proposed to get that number lower?
Well, the state has increased the number of drop boxes, so that should help with any kind of pressures on the Postal Service or, you know, ballots coming in late. The main thing people are talking about is voter education. New Jersey has an extra wrinkle that each county designs its own ballot, so there's a lot of variety in how it looks. Many county clerks have made short videos on YouTube that show you how. I searched Essex County How to Vote and quickly found a four-minute video by Chris Durkin, the county clerk, and it's actually quite clear.
And once you've completed voting, you're going to fold your ballot. You're going to then insert your ballot into the certificate.
And of course, he goes on from there. Also, the state has improved its elections website, so you can check to make sure that they have your correct address. You can register to vote online and even track your ballot. The mantra is make a plan, mail or drop off your ballot early, and if you have any problems at all, go to the polls on Election Day and submit a provisional ballot.
A provisional ballot. That is a key difference. Even if you go in person, it is still a paper ballot. You cannot vote the way we're used to voting in New Jersey.
Right. But your vote will be counted, and that's key. It's essentially the same thing as filling out your ballot at home. It's a perfectly valid way to vote, but it should be noted it does slow down the count because all the mailed and dropped off ballots get scanned and machine counted first. Then election workers check each provisional ballot to make sure that the voter didn't also send a mailed in ballot. So it takes longer.
Okay. So It takes longer, but having provisional ballot voting at polling places, this really is a backup.
Yeah, and if you don't receive your ballot, or you lose it, or you fill it out wrong, or you need any kind of do-over, it doesn't matter what the reason is. Anybody can go to a polling place on election day and cast a ballot.
Okay, the deadline to register to vote in New Jersey is October 13th, and it can be done online. Ballots should start arriving in the mail the first week of October or soon after. WNYC's Nancy Solomon, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.